It is sunny and 48 degrees in Nashville. We expect increasing cloudiness today with a high around 70 degrees. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 7:04. This session, Tennessee lawmakers passed another round of bills aimed at legislating the state's LGBTQ community. WPLN's Mariana Bacchiel reports that advocates have decried measures to track transgender patients and send trans women to male prisons.
Republicans say the data they collect on people seeking gender-affirming services wouldn't include names, locations, or any other identifying information. But transgender activist Darren Johnson worries that a detailed list would still exist somewhere because of how it's reported to the health department.
We're making lists of folks. We've got history lessons, hopefully, that we've all learned about what happens when lists of folks start being made.
Another bill would require schools, prisons, and shelters to only recognize a person's sex at birth in gendered spaces. That means transgender women would be placed in male prisons, or trans boys would be required to use the girls' locker room. The law is named after Riley Gaines, a former swimmer and conservative activist who became a proponent of keeping trans women out of women's sports after she tied for fifth with a trans swimmer. Mariana Bacayao, WPLN News.
$858 for two nights at a luxury hotel in Atlanta. $600 for a canceled reservation at the Waldorf Astoria in New Orleans. A $700 staff meal in Washington, D.C. that included sea bass and New York Strip. These were among the travel expenses for Metro Schools Director Dr. Adrian Battle over the last 2 years. The total for that period ran to more than $19,000, according to WSMV, which reviewed receipts on Battle's district credit card. For comparison, the review found it's more than double what neighboring Williamson County's superintendent spent on travel, and it dwarfs the $700 Memphis Schools Director spent in that period. Battle's travels for conferences also took her to Tampa, Boston, Dallas, and other cities. In a statement, the school district says travel is an important part of a superintendent's role so she can bring back best practices, strategies, and insights. There are signs of chickenpox outbreak in Sumner County. Six people have been infected, the Tennessee Department of Health told WSMV, and that includes two children at a Gallatin Elementary School. The vaccine for chickenpox, also known as varicella, is a required part of the kindergarten vaccine series, but the rate of students getting all of their immunizations on time has been falling for years. As of the most recent state data from last year, more than 6% of kids have been coming to school without that vaccine, and that means the state isn't meeting the common herd immunity threshold of 95%. Varicella vaccines protect against both chickenpox and shingles. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.